Okay, on your end.
Okay, hey guys, welcome. It's Minsu, and finally, it's my first podcast.
Woohoo!
I am here with my friend and producer, Joey.
Hey, how's it going? What's the story?
I thought you were supposed to ask me.
Anyway, Minsu, you must be happy to be here. You've been waiting all week for this. You wouldn't shut up talking about it.
Yes, finally. I'm so excited. I've been thinking about doing my own podcast, but never happened. But finally, today's the day.
It is indeed. If you had to say from a scale 1 to 10, how happy are you?
I am 10.
10.
For sure, yes.
I'm glad you say 10 because some people would say 11, and that's just I'm pretty happy too. I've been looking forward to this, and I think you're going to do a great job. It's a great platform for you to get your message out there, so hopefully it goes well. I even went and got my hair cut this week. And
you look good.
Thank you. My hairdresser said, "Why are you back so soon? Usually you come every month." And I said, got a podcast on Friday. And she said,
yeah.
Isn't a podcast radio?
Because, yeah.
So you're not on TV, so why do you need a haircut? And I said, just cut my hair.
Yeah.
Just
right.
Cut my hair. So what, like, I saw the name, the Gold Standard, great name. Like, what's that all about?
The Gold Standard is coming from the Gold Standard. So it's your own standard. I'm not saying that you need to compare like your friend or like your competitors. I think that the standard is for yourself. So you aiming for the best standard for yourself, for your life. And I'm sure everybody has different goals, but whatever you do, you want to work for the best version of you. And also my name is Go. My name is, last name is Go. And actually the meaning Go is the highest.
In Korean, that's the meaning.
Yes. Well, actually it's coming from the Chinese because our language is coming from China. So my name, last name is Go, meaning also the highest. And I think that that's the way that I want to live my life, the gold standard.
Lovely, sounds great to me. But if your name wasn't Go, then would you still have a high standard?
Of course, yes.
Luckily.
I don't want to be in a low standard.
So from the audience, there's probably going to be people who know you already, and most of them are listening, thinking, oh, finally, I get to hear Minsu's thoughts on a lot of things. But someone, maybe one or two people, be like, that guy, where is he from? He sounds weird. So just to let everyone know, I'm from Ireland, and there's another famous person from Ireland, almost as famous as me, or maybe a little more famous. His name is Oscar Wilde. Maybe some of your listeners know him. And he once said he likes men who have a future, and he likes women who have a past, right? So women who have some kind of story to their lives. So I think for episode 1, it would be great for a lot of people to hear about your story. Like, where do you come from? What do you do? What are you into? That kind of stuff.
Well, maybe I should talk about who I am first.
Yeah.
Because some of you may not know me. I'm sure a lot of you know me, though.
Hopefully.
So it's really hard to describe myself, who I am, because I don't really belong in one sentence or one word. Like, I have a kind of unique background. I do train people, so I can say I'm a personal trainer, but that is not my main thing. I don't work for one gym and work there and having like 1,000 clients. I would say I am more fitness motivator. I like to motivate people to get in shape, who stay healthy and be active. So that's kind of that's the terms that I would say to describe myself. But other than that, I am a pro bikini competitor. So I compete in bodybuilding scene, and I also do some modeling. So fitness model, anything related to the fitness. But because I have an MBA background and I studied PR in my undergrad, so right now I'm doing PR director position work for this clothing company. This is an activewear brand. It's a fitness activewear. So it could be something related, anything related to the fitness, can be supplements or the nutrition, clothing. I do a lot of work with those kind of companies, but also working on my own company too.
Right, busy woman. But what about away from work? Like, what are you into? Like music or movies, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I'm a kind of like fitness expert, so to speak, but I'm on the other side, I'm a nerd to enjoy reading a book on Friday night And Saturday night, just practicing my jiu-jitsu skills and thinking about my business, writing a business plan. Yeah, that's me.
Wild weekend. You said there you're into reading, right? So like already I quoted some Oscar Wilde. I'm a big fan of literature myself. So what have you been reading these days, or what kind of books are you into?
So, well, as this is the beginning of the new year, and one of my goals is to read 25 books.
25?
Right.
Nice.
So that means I gotta read about like 2 books a month. And what was your question?
Is there a particular, like, would you be reading Harry Potter or history books?
Like I said, I'm really into business side, and I read a lot of like self-help book and something related like fitness, motivational books. But I really think that because of reading so much books like that, I'm lack of like creative side. And I think for me to build more creative side, I have to really read a variety of the books. So maybe, I don't know, maybe if you recommend me any kind of books that can help me to be more creative, then please leave a comment below.
Yeah, I'm sure some of the listeners will have some excellent recommendations for you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you tend to read in English, in Korean?
I actually can read both, but if it's too complicated in English, it'll be a little bit hard. But most of like self-help book or business related, it's quite easy for me to read. But if it's like fiction or something native speaking, like I think most of the book does have it, like English literature, it'll be hard for me to read it or understand. But I love to challenge myself, so I don't mind.
Exactly. It sounds like that's part of the gold standard.
Gold standard.
Yeah. Challenge yourself. Have you got into stuff like Game of Thrones or any of those kind of books? Like?
So I think I'm more a visualized person, so I like to watch movie in that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've heard so many people saying those are so much better when you read the book. So I don't mind trying them.
Mm-hmm.
So let me know.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of your listeners will have read the whole series and they're waiting for the next book.
Are they good?
Yeah, I like them.
Mm.
I'm not going to spoil them, but yeah, I would recommend reading them. So.
Okay.
Yes. And then, so you said fitness motivator, bikini competitor, trainer, you have a lot to do with fitness. But how did you start getting into fitness? Because like a lot of people would wonder, did you just wake up one day and say, okay, I'm going to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, or I'm going to win a competition, or I want muscles, or I want to be fast? What started you off?
Yes, exactly. That's my story. I'm just joking. Well, it is kind of a long story, but I'm trying to... Oh, I'm going to make it short, and then we can talk details later on.
Yeah, sounds good.
But in 2005, I came to the States to just learn English. And then I had to stay at the dorm. The option was... you gotta go to the cafeteria. So yeah, it was my first time visiting. I just went to the cafeteria and I ate all the American food that you can imagine.
Was this a university cafeteria?
Yeah, it was a university cafeteria. And all the French fries, hamburgers, spaghetti, pizza. So I just had to eat what they have. And guess what happened?
I don't think you lost weight.
I get 20 pounds.
20?
Yes, it was 20 pounds. It's like 10 kilograms, over 10 kilograms.
Yes.
And it was only 2 months. For me, it was like two months to gain that fat. And it was just 100% fat, you know?
Yeah.
So I gained a lot of like tummies, like fat tummy. So I had to decide, well, not decide, I had to go to the gym to burn the calories.
Right.
So that was my just initial start.
But when you, before you went to the States and you put on those 20 pounds, were you into fitness? Did you play basketball, tennis, anything like that?
I was into dancing though.
Mm.
So I love to dance. So before I came to the States, I was taking these dance classes just for fun.
Yeah.
But I was just normal like college girl, like college kids who like to enjoy the weekends.
Right.
Drinking, partying, and that was my life.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
And what part of the States was that, by the way?
I was actually in Texas. Yay! Longhorn!
Okay, any Longhorns fans listening? You should
Are
be happy.
Are you there? Yes.
Yeah,
like my channel.
Me too, big Longhorns fan.
Yeah.
So you put on 20 pounds and you decided either I'm going to keep putting on weight or I'm going to do something about it. So what did you do? You joined a dance class? You went to the gym? What happened?
Well, I did not have a car. I had no really options what to do. But I found there was a gym in the school, in the university. And that was my first time visiting. But I was so shocked because the gym was like giant. It was like so big that I've never seen in Korea, you know? Texas, everything is big, by the way. So I was like, dang, this is cool. And I actually found some of like group exercise classes, and I thought it was fascinating. So many people at the gym, like from 18 years old to like 65 years old, like it was not about the age, they just worked so hard to just stay healthy. And I started just taking the group exercise class because first I did not know what to do. I don't know anything about fitness or exercise back then. So you have to start somewhere. And I was watching people and looks like the group exercise sounds or looks really fun. So I decided to taking those classes and I liked it.
Good. Were they more like Zumba or were they Pilates? What kind of classes
were they? Was mainly like cardio. A lot of running and some dancing class.
Yeah.
There are toning class, but I started with a lot of like kickboxing, some like aerobic class.
Great. And did it take you long to lose that 20 pounds?
I don't even remember how long it did take, but I knew like so the first day I start taking the class, I knew I loved to working out. So I just like enjoying it so much. So after that, I didn't think about like, oh, I gotta go to the gym to lose weight. But it was more, wow, that's really fun. I want to take another class.
Nice. That's a good way of doing it, I reckon. But when did you actually start the more like lifting weights kind of style? You know, like just dumbbells, barbells, that kind of stuff. When did you get more into that?
Right. So I started with like cardio first. And then I even became more serious about it because I loved fitness so much. And I need to make money. So I decide to become a group exercise instructor.
Oh, okay.
So I had to take some class or teach myself to, you know, how to become one of, you know, the instructors. And probably later on, like 4 years or 5 years, I just focused on those like cardio part. But I knew at some point I have to be more into like personal training because eventually the weight training is very, really important. You know, not just doing cardio, but also you need to work on your building muscle to really stay fit and healthy. So as I get to know more about fitness, and I knew I have to study more, and actually it's like 2010 or 2009, I decided to become a trainer as well. And at the time I was working already for the campus recreation, and I was taking these positions. I was fitness like kind of manager position. I had to managing all the personal trainers, the instructors, and all weight training related. So if you want to manage those people, you also have to know, what you are doing. So I started taking classes or learning more about weight training. That was difficult, but I think I just liked it because you need to know what you do before you do anything else. So, and I started learning it, but eventually I got so much into it. That's when I decided to compete for my bodybuilding competition.
At this time though, were you also working on your English?
Well, obviously, when I came to the States in 2005, I did not really know how to speak English.
Okay.
All I say was like, hi, how are you? My name is Minsu. I'm from Korea.
Give me some pasta.
Yeah. So I kept learning English, but also I had to learn, you know, fitness as well.
Did you find it challenging to be doing both at the same time? So you're in there, you're doing the GX classes, you're trying to take up getting into being a fitness trainer yourself. At the same time, it's all in a different language.
It could be challenging, but if you enjoy what you do, then these challenges become your just happy challenge, I guess. So I think that everything that you face in your life, it's a challenging step if you've never done it. But it's the way of you see, are you enjoying it or you feel like I was more like I'm really enjoying those challenging and I wanted to be better at whatever I do it. So learning English part was actually really, really fun for me.
So in hindsight, would you say that fitness helped with your English? Like getting into fitness, meeting people, GX classes, learning fitness terms? Do you reckon that helped at all?
I didn't really need to learn so much English when I followed, because I just have to see what the instructor does. Like, I don't really need to see, you know, understand a lot of English part. But it was very challenging for me to teach the class, because it's not just me moving. I also have to explain people, you know, what this is about or how to do it. But because my English was not good enough, so in the beginning, it took me like a week to prepare my like 1 hour class.
So you would rehearse it at home?
Yes, it was crazy. Like,
touch your toes.
Yes, I actually memorized like all these. I scripted it all from like the whole class, and then I just memorized it. It was like, but I did it, you know.
Yeah, it's a great way of doing it. And then later it became more natural, so enjoying more. And you mentioned there you got into a competitive side. Was it 2011?
Was 2010. Right.
So that was in the States also.
Yeah, that was in the States, and when I started training or when I got into fitness, there was only one thing that I wanted to do was sharing this message, like staying fit or staying healthy is good. I wanted to share this message to the people, well, where I'm from, because back then, in 2005, all the women, and I'm sure some of like Asia, they still wanted to be like skinny. They think that that's beautiful. And it was very obvious in Korea, like they all wanted to be skinny because they think that that's like beautiful things to do. But when I saw what fitness really does to you, to yourself, I wanted to share that, like, man, you know what, you need to be healthy, that's beautiful. That's one thing that I really want to share with people. So I started just training, and then I was like, what should I do to share this message? And I thought, maybe I should be a famous person, then they will listen to me.
Yeah, pay more attention.
Pay more attention,
message,
right?
Yeah.
Because if I'm nobody, then who cares?
Right.
But if I'm somebody, then at least they will care about, you know, what I say.
Did you feel it more difficult being an Asian female going into that world in the States? Because I suppose it was dominated by other races of female.
Yeah, you can say that, because at the end of the day, it's all about the genetic. Asians naturally, compared to others, smaller frame. You know, that's like just genetic part. So for me to start, but that was my main thing. Like, I love to challenge, and I wanted to make that happen. I wanted to be the champion, although I don't have, or I'm lack of this and that, because I always believe that hard work, with the hard work, and then you can be anything, we can do whatever you want to do.
Okay,
to
so
be.
You didn't let it get in your way or
right.
stop you.
And
spoiler alert, did you win?
I worked my ass off like for 4 months. It was like all I did was like train, eat, work, train, eat, work. It was like crazy, but the time went by so fast, and I compete. Guess what?
I hope you can. Top three?
Well, I actually planned it out all. So my main competition was that. So there was a competition that I wanted to win the show. But if you win the show, you have to have a good plan. And I actually had a practice like version, the 2 weeks prior of my main show.
Like a warm-up show.
Yeah, warm-up show. So I wanted to do warm-up, and then I went to the main show. So I did my warm-up show. I got fourth place.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, and then I say, oh, so this was pretty cool, and I wanted to make some changes, like what I need to work on more or change things. And then 2 weeks later, I won the show, so I became the bikini champion.
So you won the big show, right?
Yeah, I won the show, so I was really, really excited, and I was so happy. And when I, it's kind of, you don't have to think about it that way anyway, but I was, for me at the time, it was me more representing like Korea, but also like Asian, because like I'm coming from this side, but I'm competing all these people like from this and that, right?
Right.
So it was always giving me more faith and gave me more power to do it, because it was on my shoulder. Like, yes, I am representing like Korea, but also all the Asian ladies, that I'm gonna prove that Asian can do this as well.
Right,
you know?
And you're also representing all the people who put on 20 pounds in the cafeteria.
Yes,
but they can
any normal people. You think that you can't, but no. I just want to show, prove people that I was like really plain, like small, like skinny little girl from like Asia.
Yeah.
That's what people say. People will think, well, people will see. But when I make that happen, like people was like, wow, like how should it, how that happen, you know?
Yeah.
So it was really great feeling. And I want you to believe that I did it, that means you can do it. Anybody can do it.
I love that message. We all have a chance.
Yeah.
Are there pictures of that on your social media, on your Instagram, your Facebook, anything like that?
So it's because like 2010 now,
yeah.
It's a little bit, you know, like 6 years ago, but it's, I actually post the video on the stage. It's on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
But also you can see some pictures, like throwback pictures.
Great. Maybe we can put
Instagram.
We can put that in the show and show
yeah,
notes.
Yeah, the show
people.
Notes. You can find my all social media links.
Great. And we'll put some pictures of the
yes.
your champ. Did you get a trophy? Did you get a certificate?
Trophies. Trophies.
Do you still have the trophy?
Of course I do.
Good. Glad to hear it. Oh, great. So you were just talking there. One thing that interests me about the fitness world, and I suppose a lot of listeners are already part of the fitness world, they go to the gym, they work out, but there might be people listening who, like you at that time, want to start. So either they want to lose weight or, you know, just for the mental side of it, or they want to get ready for the summer. It's, you know,
right.
It's winter now, but still never too early. What advice would you give for somebody who just wants to start the gym?
So if I started like, oh, I want to be the fitness champion and then start working out, then I don't think I'm going to be able to make that far. But like I said before, when I started, it was a simple, oh, I want to lose weight. I just went to the gym and then I started just working out, enjoying it. And I just loved it so much. So I never really, you know, stressed me out. It's something that like burden, like I have to do this. Like once you think that way, that there's no way, because you cannot see like far from it. So if you just do it for 3 months, that's not what you want to do. Like you want to be able to do it forever in your life. So fitness has to be your lifestyle. To do that, I think that starting is always starting is always hard, but once you start but enjoying it, and then you can go to the next step and then become a little better than yesterday, and then tomorrow you're gonna be a little better than today. I think that's the point that you want.
Right. In Korean, do you have that same saying, like a good start is half the work?
Yeah, good start is half the work. Exactly. It's, I think it's probably universal.
Yeah, right.
It's in Korean. 시작이 반이다.
Oh, you're fluent. Good job.
Yes.
No, that sounds really good. Like, so anyone who's going there, just don't put too much pressure on themselves.
Right.
Start step by step, build up as you go on.
Right.
And learn to enjoy it, basically, right?
Yeah, don't try to be like perfect, because nobody's perfect when they start, and beginning is always hard. So just like try and then just go easy with it, and you don't have to go, like everybody has a different pace, so don't stress it out.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Good. I should have taken that advice.
Yeah.
I should have listened to this show years ago. Okay, nice one. I think like we're finding out a lot about you, but I think for the listeners out there, because this is the first episode, I'm just gonna ask you a few silly questions. It's like, what do you prefer, right? So I'm gonna say two things, for example, cola or
yeah.
orange juice and you say orange juice, or if it's cola. But it doesn't mean you don't like the other one. It just means you prefer one.
Okay.
Yeah, because even if you like both of them, don't say, I like both, because that's cheating.
Yeah.
Have to choose one.
Yes. A or B, right?
A or B, exactly. And I'm just going to say them and you say the answer. Okay? Right, let's start. First one, a panda or a koala?
Panda.
Okay, going for a run or going for a walk?
A walk.
Okay, doing deadlifts or doing squats?
Dang, squats.
Okay, drinking a beer or drinking a glass of wine?
Glass of wine.
Okay, watching a movie or watching a TV series?
Movies.
Movies. Wearing shorts or wearing a skirt?
That's the word, skirt. So.
color blue or color green?
Oh my gosh, this is blue.
Blue. Drawing something or writing about something?
Okay, drawing or writing? I'm suck at drawing, so writing.
Writing, okay. Big one, eating fish or eating chicken?
Fish.
Fish,
yes.
And last one, very divisive subject, cats or dogs?
Dogs. Yeah.
Me too, actually. If there's anyone out there who loves cats, that doesn't mean we don't like them.
Yeah.
Just we prefer dogs.
Yeah.
Deal with it. All right, Mincy, that's great stuff. So going forward, what can we expect from the Gold Standard? What kind of stuff are you going to be telling us about?
So I do talk about a lot of fitness stuff, but what I really believe in, like when I start training, I learn so much about life. Like literally, because when you work on yourself, training, building your body, that you become so like humble, and then those hard work pays off. When you see that the hard work pays off, that's exactly how your life is going to be, how it's the life goes. So I wanted to talk about a lot on about fitness and nutrition and those basic stuff to help you to get started living healthier life. But also I wanted to share a lot of like wisdom or positive things for to make your life better, not only yours but it's also for me. I want to learn from other people, you know, how they live their life, and then I can use that idea or the philosophy to myself, so I can be better Minsu than yesterday.
Yeah, sounds great. But one of the things we were talking about before we started recording was that you would really enjoy if the listeners would leave comments about what they want to hear, right? So if they want to hear,
Yeah, for sure. If there are, I'm open to any topics. So eventually I'm going to talk about my personal life things and relationship or any kind, you know. I think that there's so many things we can talk about. So anything you want to hear or anything you want to know about me or any questions, just leave a comment below.
Great. One person who actually works out at my gym knew about you. So when I said I was going to be on your podcast, she was like, oh my God. Can you ask her to maybe give a tip? And then I thought, oh, that's actually a good idea. Maybe every episode we could have your hint or your tip of the week. And then by the end of a series, the end of a year, we'll have like 30, 40 tips from Minsu that people can just for their general life. So what do you think about that?
So you mean the tip of the week?
Yeah, right. That'd be great.
So I think that the starting is important. So don't just think about, oh, I'm gonna have to lose weight. I need to do this. But what about today is the day you make the decision to do whatever you think that you want to do for the new year or just for your life. So just take the first step. I don't care, maybe just drinking eight glasses of water walking 20 minutes every day. I just want you to start on something that things that you need the most at this point, at this moment.
So tip of the week would be get started.
Get started. Whatever it is, I want you to start on something that you think that you need to work on.
Well, you're definitely leading by example because today you got your podcast started, The Gold Standard. I've been so happy to be part of it. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for joining me.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to the next one too.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully I'll be allowed to come back. So, anyway. I'm gonna say goodbye and then let you say goodbye to your audience.
Well, thank you so much. Like, I am so excited. This is just the first beginning, but I promise you that you will enjoy the next one even better. So come back for the next show, and thank you again for listening to my show, and I will see you next time. Stay active and be happy. Bye.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.